The podcast you are about to listen to contains at least one of the following: strong language, disturbing topics, abusive opinions, generally things that aren't appropriate for little kids or overly sensitive people. So, if any of that stuff's going to get your nose out of joint, this is your chance to turn it off. Welcome to I Had to Say It, the podcast where I talk about things that I feel need talking about, and sometimes they're not getting the attention they deserve. And your feelings, they're not under consideration. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of I Had to Say It. This week, I want to start out, as is usual now, thanking my supporters. Josh, Jake, B-Word and the Iceman over on Patreon, and Jason and Miss Aaron on Buy Me a Coffee. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. Really appreciate it. Now, with that being said, I'm going to kind of jump into the meat and potatoes of this episode. Not a lot really going on. I hope everyone had a good holiday if you happen to be in the United States and just got done with Thanksgiving, or whatever you'd choose to recognize it as, Indigenous Peoples Day or whatever ridiculous it is. I already talked about how I feel about the whole thing. It's an excuse to spend time with people you care about. The name doesn't really friggin' matter. And I'm not going to sit here and continue to harangue on the fact that I think it's stupid that people are bent out of shape about it. I already said my piece on that one. But speaking of things that I think are stupid that are going on in the world today, I already talked a little bit about Elon Musk buying Twitter and the just utterly ridiculous reaction from people, particularly left-leaning people politically. I'm not trying to make this political because, honestly, the reactions I'm seeing are not unique to either side of the political spectrum. It's more just seems to be a human failure at this point. I don't pretend to understand it. I think it's stupid, weak-minded bullshit, but it's something that's become much more prevalent, particularly in today's age of social media being woven into pretty much every facet of our day-to-day lives, whether it be networking for work-related stuff or keeping in contact with friends that moved far away or whatever it is. People you don't see face-to-face on a daily basis, but you can still kind of keep touching their lives. And that's kind of the hook that got all of us in the first place, was liking the idea of being able to keep in touch with people that aren't necessarily readily available to us through conventional means, or what used to be the conventional means. Now, unfortunately, social media is the conventional means. But I've been watching a lot of this stuff going on Twitter after Elon's purchase of it, and I'm noticing a lot of things, one of which being just this massive amount of people. And I've already talked about this. Like I said, you don't need to announce your departure. It's not an airline. If you're going to shut down your account, shut down your fucking account. Don't sit there and make post after post about how, oh, you're really going to do it, and I mean it this time, and I'm going to a different server, and follow me over there so we can keep, you know, talking, and I can build my little echo chamber back up, and people will tell me how great I am, but not on this platform because I don't agree with this guy who basically said he wants a level playing field. And I see all these ridiculous posts from everyone from John Q, I have 57 fucking followers and I don't know why I need to make a post about I'm leaving. Nobody gives a shit. You seriously have double-digit followers? Nobody that is following you gives a shit. I'm sorry. That's not a following. And I don't take those kind of things seriously. I don't look at the numbers too often, but I know I have like 5,000 followers, I think, on Twitter. And I know a metric shit ton of them are bots, and some of them are my listeners, and a lot of them are just other podcast people that do the like follow for follow back thing. And this may make me an ass, but I don't do that. I don't necessarily just blanket follow people just because they followed me. It's like, if I don't think they're going to bring something of worth to my timeline, yeah, I'm sorry you saw my name come up somewhere and you decided to follow me. That doesn't automatically guarantee you another follower count, because I don't give a shit about the numbers. I don't look at the numbers. I don't focus on these numbers. I don't care about them. I don't let this stuff, I don't let my happiness be contingent on these things. And I'm that much happier for it. But another thing that has been going on amid all the protestations of I'm leaving this app and this is the downfall of society and all the other ridiculous horse crap that's coming out, is we have these people that are trying to make these grand and sweeping gestures, but they're actually kind of stupid. And they want to sit here and call people out and insult people and berate people, but they won't actually have a conversation about whatever it is that they're so hung up on. In particular, a lot of these people that are saying basically anything you say that defends the concept that Elon has been going with of being free speech means people can say what they want and bear the consequences for their words. And people are bent out of shape. They're like, well, you can't let these people on the platform. That makes you a white supremacist sympathizer, Nazi, yada, yada, yada. And the people, you know, that have these huge followings are the ones that seem to be having the most outlandish fucking statements. And I'm a firm believer that there's a ton of social media like paid shills, people that are compensated by the governments or by political parties or by corporations to make a point of trying to push a certain narrative. I 110% believe it. And it is what it is. I mean, a lot of dumb motherfuckers want to point to these people like, oh, well, see, they said this. It's like, you motherfucker, they were told to say that. They're not some kind of creative person. They're not some sort of defined individual. They're not some sort of just upstanding individual. They are shills. They are fucking hacks. They are fucking mouthpieces, and that's all they are. But honestly, to a certain extent, I understand the shills and the hacks and the, well, the paid agitators, I guess you could call them. I can understand them bitching constantly about how they're losing their advantage and they don't swing quite the same level of clout anymore because all of a sudden their ability to have people shadow banned or silenced because they disagree with them has been restricted. Not that it's turning into the Wild West over on the Bird app, but it is a little more, like I said, it's a little more interesting. And then a lot of people are complaining, oh, well, he's banning accounts. It's like, it's not that he's going out of the willy-nilly randomly banning accounts. It's he's applying the Twitter existing Twitter rules and guidelines uniformly. And people have a problem with that because all of a sudden they're not special anymore. And a lot of people have been out of shape about that. And I don't get it. I mean, ultimately, I understand the shills and why they're sticking around. Because that's their jobs. That's what they're paid to do. To be a social media presence for whoever is cutting them a fucking check. So they may not like it. They may not appreciate it. They may not care for it. But they're going to stick around. They're going to keep running their little mouths, trying to convince whoever's cutting them a check that they're worthy of being on the payroll. So I can kind of understand that. What I really can't understand is all these stupid motherfuckers who are so bent out of shape and so vocal about being bent out of shape that don't have any real incentive to put themselves into that situation other than the fact that they want something to bitch about. They want to complain that somebody made their toy and had it where everybody can play with it. They don't feel special anymore. They don't have everybody telling them how great they are or telling them how right they are, even if it's only a few people, because, like I said, for the big name, massive following people, even if they're fucking miserable, I can kind of understand why they don't want to give that up. That, you know, they've got 6 million people hanging on their every fucking word. And that's got to be kind of a thrill. It's got to be kind of an addiction. You know, so provide some sort of validation. Particularly, I've noticed a lot of these people, if you look more than surface level on pretty much any of their social media interactions or general traditional media interactions, anybody with a platform that, you know, it's mostly like celebrities or even pseudo celebrities, people that are famous but really are either no longer relevant, they're past their prime, they're just looking to cling to some sort of bastion of relevancy or fame, or they were never really that important to begin with, you know, B, C, D listers who somehow feel like this gives them a little extra clout. And they obviously aren't getting the same level of like support or scripting that these little slightly less significant shills are getting, where they're being fed the basics of what they're supposed to be saying and what their talking points are. because they're just so fucking dumb. And you get all this ridiculous shit coming out, and it speaks to more of a deeper issue with this thing, where if this was really so fucking horrible and it was such an affront to all your sensibilities and such a problem, why would you continue to subject yourself to it? Why would you constantly be logging into something that you thought was going down like the Titanic? Why would you have such a vested interest to give a shit? Why do you care about complete strangers who you will never meet, will never have a direct impact on your life? Why do you give a shit if they hear your 240-character stream of thought on something? And I do see a certain degree of irony in the fact that I'm sitting here talking into a microphone so random strangers can hear my thoughts on the matter. But I do it for a reason. I do it because I think it needs to be said. That's hence the name of the podcast. I have to say it to get it off my chest. People need to hear it because they're fucking dumb and they need a wake-up call. Unfortunately, one of the biggest earmarks of these dumb motherfuckers is they refuse to listen to anybody who tells them that they're fucking dumb. They are so convinced of their own superiority and their own validity that anything that goes against that concept is automatically horseshit or controversy, or it's automatically a conspiracy, or it's automatically just, it's fake news, it's lies. I don't care what side of the spectrum you're on as far as your belief structure. If that is your reaction to somebody bringing a different point of view to the table or to presenting facts you don't like or you don't see things that way, and now I'm not talking about feelings you don't like or beliefs you don't agree with. I'm talking about cold, hard, irrefutable fucking facts. Simple fact of the matter, fucking facts. I don't care about feelings. Feelings are irrelevant to me. Your feelings don't matter a fart in a high fucking wind. In terms of a lot of things, they matter to you, and the only person you have any right to expect they matter to is yourself. Going around assuming the rest of the world gives a shit about your feelings is utterly fucking arrogant. It's ridiculous. And it's being exemplified so hard right now of all these stupid fucking people who think their feelings are somehow the most important thing in the fucking world, and everyone needs to hear them, and everyone needs to coddle them and make them feel good about themselves. And the fact that they're bent out of shape about something is just the end of the world. And it's anyone who can't see what a horrible travesty this is because it hurts their feelings is obviously just a bad person, or is somebody who's an agitator, or somebody who just doesn't get it. And there's so many people so quick right now to. And again, this goes both ways. I've seen the pendulum swinging from both sides, whether you're talking people saying that's fake news or people saying that. Basically, you want to attach any sort of label to somebody because they don't agree with you and they don't coddle your bullshit. Well, that says a lot more about you than it does about them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand why these little everyday Joe Schmo motherfuckers think that they're bitching and moaning and whining. And I would say if it was just like stupid 20-somethings, and yes, I'm making a blanket statement at this point. Before you hit like 27, you're a fucking idiot. I don't really care how you feel about things. Your opinions are ill-formed and generally, you don't have the life experience for me to give a nickel-plated fuck about your feelings. That's just the way it is. It's simple facts. When you're in your early 20s, very few people in their early 20s are logical-minded. Very few people are using deductive reasoning. Very few people are responsible enough to make good, solid, well-informed decisions. They're reactive, they're easily manipulated, they're fucking dumb. And if you fall into the category of in your early 20s, and you happen to listen to this on a regular basis, according to most of my metrics, there's not a lot of you guys out there, and it's not like I have a huge audience to begin with, but If you're the exception to the rule, hey, good on you. If you're hearing this and you're getting bent out of shape because I'm saying that you're still at the age where you're kind of a fucking idiot, well, guess what? When you get to be my age, you're going to look at people your age and think they're fucking idiots too. It's just the natural order of things. You know why? Because people in their early 20s are fucking idiots. But the thing I really can't wrap my head around real well is people my age, people older than me, that should fucking know better, that are still walking around waving this I'm a fucking idiot flag, talking about how their feelings are so goddamn important and, you know, truth be damned and facts don't matter. And the people who try and justify their just utter fucking ignorance and then go out and do even dumber fucking things. Now, in this particular instance, I'm thinking of one thing in particular that just blew my fucking mind. And it's not like, if you're listening to me, you've probably already heard about this happening because it's not like I'm early to the game on this or anything. But one of the things, prime example of how fucking dumb do you really think you are? Alyssa Milano recently made a public statement on Twitter, you know, sliming Elon Musk, talking about how she got rid of her Tesla because she can't support Elon Musk because he's a white supremacist and a bigot and all this other shit. And she said, I went out and bought a Volkswagen EV. Really love it. And it's like, okay, so you got rid of your Tesla because you have a problem with Elon Musk because he bought your platform and opened it up to people you don't agree with. Which, by the way, if you look at her tweet history, she was basically ready to top him off, like, for months and months. Like, when she got her car, and she was so thrilled with it, and, oh my God, thank you, Elon, it's so fantastic, and da-da-da. Like, directly tweeting at him, basically kissing his ass. And now she says that he's a white supremacist, and she doesn't understand how people can advertise on this platform supporting white supremacy because he let people she doesn't agree with have their accounts back. And then she goes out and buys a Volkswagen. Now, I have nothing against Volkswagens personally, but if you're going to judge a vehicle based on the principles of its founders, she bought a car that was literally founded by the Nazi fucking party and Adolf Hitler directly. Not kinda, not sorta, not like, oh, well, these people had Nazi-like tendencies. Founded by the fucking Nazi party back in the 30s and doesn't see a hint of irony in going, yeah, well, I dumped my Tesla because Elon's a bigoted white supremacist, and I bought a Volkswagen instead. Just fucking dull. And, I mean, instantly got slammed by all kinds of people for making this statement. But it's like this massive level of hubris where these people, again, like I said, older than me, should fucking know better, should know a little history, because she wasn't in a position of getting the new whitewashed, we don't really talk about the bad things that happened version of history. She should have gotten the same education roughly that I got, probably better, because as a child actress, she probably had private tutors and shit. Okay, so maybe it was flaky, or maybe they didn't bother to point out little tidbits like, you know, fucking World War II. You know, and maybe nobody bothered to tell her what Nazis actually were, and she just thinks it's something you call people you don't agree with. But for fuck's sakes, I mean, how dumb do you have to be? Particularly if you are someone of any kind of renown, people who do have these massive followings. You know, every time you make a comment, it's going to be analyzed and critiqued by everybody that's coming across. Would you not at least kind of go out of your way to try and not come off like a complete dipshit? I don't understand the mentality of these fucks who are just so secure in their bullshit where they're like, I can say whatever I want and nobody's going to call me out on it because I've got 6 million fucking Twitter followers. Yeah, that means there's 6 million. Out of those 6 million, I'm sure there's a fairly significant portion of bots. I don't think they've gotten that all cleaned up. There's a significant amount of people that are watching it hoping for, you know, kind of like hate watching your account, following you just to see what kind of dumb shit you say next. And some people are okay with that. I know some smaller accounts of people who constantly are just rattling off dumb shit because I don't know why. I guess no attention is bad attention to these people. And honestly, that's kind of where I'm going to wrap it up because I can't even think about this crap. But I hope everybody had a great holiday or a nice weekend or whatever the relevant thing is. And, you know, if you're going to be on social media and you're going to be making posts about things, First off, try not to act like a toddler. Don't throw tantrums about, oh, well, you know, I don't like the way the things are going here, but I'm still going to be here every fucking day, constantly checking it, constantly looking at it, and bitching about the state of affairs and talking shit about people. I mean, one of my favorite complaints out of people right now is, well, Elon came in and he fired all these people. Yeah, that's what happens when you buy a company, particularly one at a stupidly inflated price, that is hemorrhaging fucking money. That's one of these things, all these assholes who want to run their mouth about all the changes he's making and how many problems there are, and they want to talk shit about, oh, you can pay to get verified now and all this other shit. The company was losing $4 million a day. There are videos out there on the internet you can Google and you can find of a day in the life of a Twitter employee where they don't do shit. They take a meeting, then they take a nap, and then they have a free lunch, and then as many free coffee drinks as they want. And then they go get wine drunk at the end of the day, and they have a little timeout room where they can meditate, and ooh-hoo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. And I'm not saying that, you know, people don't deserve those perks, but these motherfuckers aren't working. They're pulling down very significant salaries, and then they're surprised when it becomes a hostile work environment when a new boss takes over. The new boss isn't there to make you feel good about yourself. He's there to make the business either profitable or to dismantle it. One of the two. He's going to find who the top 10 hardest working percentage of the people in there are, the 10% that does the work while the 90% are fucking sitting around twiddling their thumbs up their asses and doing hot yoga or whatever the fuck it was they were doing. And he's going to either farm them out to another project or completely change something else if this collapses. If it does, you know, it happens. I'm not overly married to it, but anyway, back to my main point. Don't be that motherfucker. Don't be the one who's going to constantly bitch about how shitty it is, but you're still there all the time. If you really got that much of a problem with the way something changes, you don't need to make a big vocal fucking scene about it. Just go on your fucking way. You'll be happier. Everybody else will be happier for not having to hear you bitch. And you don't have to deal with this horrible, unjust, horrible Nazi white supremacist bullshit or whatever it is your problem with the situation is. And if you are that invested where it's just ruining your life that somebody made a change to something and it's not the way you like anymore, maybe you need to step back and just give your whole life a good think. Where any of this shit is that significant to your personal happiness, your personal worth, your whatever you want to, however you want to describe it. If you're that married to the fucking thing, maybe, you know, like I said last week, get outside, go touch some fucking grass. Seriously, it's not that complicated. It's not that fucking critical. It's a stupid platform that people use to spread stupidity at this point. It's there's so much potential behind the internet. There's so much good that could have come from it. And instead, we have all the knowledge available at the world at our fingertips, and people use it to basically get into pissing matches and try and insult each other because they don't know how to converse or debate or to have an effective dialogue because they're a bunch of fucking idiots. So that's my call out to you guys this week. Don't be fucking idiots, okay? And for now, that's what I had to say. Thanks for listening to another episode, guys. If you liked what you heard, leave a comment, leave a review, leave a rating. Go to IHadToSayItPodcast.com, sign up for the mailing list, interact with the show. Click the links, sign up for the Patreon, join the Discord. Come and interact, be a part of the show. Buy the merch, support your favorite creator. Or support me. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Till next time.